Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
I have Jasmine DeWitty on the phone, a transfer to you,
Okay, thank you
potentially
so much,
fluent.
Jasmine.
Do you want her
Yes.
phone number? You got her? All
I
right,
got it from here.
transferring.
Thank you. Hello, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm going to be your intake specialist today for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Are you interested in getting a claim started today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this before?
No.
Never have. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents for any law firms against any hair relaxer products?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you that used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
You were. I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovary cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. How long ago was this?
This is about, let's say about 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4 years
Maybe.
ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Was your diagnosis in 2020 or 2019?
My diagnosis was, let me make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Let me see. I was diagnosed, see my doctor, I had the pain. I say I was diagnosed with probably about September 23rd, 2003.
September 23rd, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And how old were you at the time?
I want to say I was 34, so I'm 36 now.
I see. Okay. And do you remember who your diagnosing doctor's name was?
Gregory Kills, Kells, I think I'm saying his name right.
Dr.
Gregory
Gregory.
Kills, Kells.
Do you know how
His
it's spelled?
last name is spelled Kills.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it could be a couple things. Okay, so Dr. Gregory Cleese or Cliss, something like that. It's Kills though, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
Kills.
Got it. And what hospital was he at?
Mercy.
Mercy Hospital. Okay. And where is this?
Downtown Bakersfield. Do you
Okay.
want the address?
Yeah, is that off Truxton Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, I believe I have the address. 2215 Truxton Avenue, Bakersfield, 93301.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have his phone number? It's okay if you don't. It could always use the hospital's number.
No, I don't think I have his number.
That's okay. Give me one second here. Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were
Yes.
diagnosed?
Yes.
You did. Okay. And what was the main brand that you would use?
Dark and Lovely.
Mainly Dark and Lovely. Okay, by L'Oreal, right? Okay. Dark and Lovely. And how many years would you say that you used hair relaxer for?
I have used it for over like 10 years, 3 or 4 times a month.
Over 10 years and 3 or 4 times a month. Okay. Got it. Okay, so 3 or 4 times a month. So that would be about 48 times a year. Is around there, does that sound correct?
I want to say, yeah, I'm not good with the
Yeah.
adding up the
No, it's
numbers.
okay. If you did use it about 4 times a month at most, then that would be the number. So I'll go ahead and put that down here. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
06/06/25/1988.
1988. Got it. Okay. And this is a random question, but were you ever diagnosed in the past with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear. Now, when it comes to the hair relaxer, the Dark and Lovely, do you have friends, family, or loved ones that also use the same one and were injured by it?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Got it. What state did you first use hair relaxer in? Did you grow up in Bakersfield or?
I grew up in Bakersfield.
I see. So you were in Bakersfield throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
Okay, so California. Got it. And if you had to put a year on it, the first time that you ever used hair relaxer, what year would that be?
I would say probably like February 2013.
2013. Okay, in February. Okay. And the last time you ever used it?
Was probably like the first week of August 2023.
In 2023. Okay. Got it. Okay. And you said you would use them monthly. So it was about 10 years straight that you used it. Okay. And would you go to a salon or would you do it yourself at home?
I would do it myself at home.
Okay. At home. Got it. And you don't need
Well,
to
because
have these, but do you have any receipt? Oh, go ahead.
it would come already done, so I wouldn't have to do nothing but like open it and put it in my hair.
Right. Out of the box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And did you ever keep any empty bottles or receipts? I know it's you probably wouldn't have. It's okay if you didn't.
Oh, no.
Okay, got it. And did you ever switch off Dark and Lovely to any other brand?
No.
Never. Okay. So this next question is a bit loaded, but I'll say it a bit slowly here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
No, I think it started because I was diagnosed in September 2023. So I would say it started probably like a year before I was diagnosed
Right.
the
And
problems.
you first started using the product regularly in 2013, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the diagnosis came pretty much 10 years after that.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And now, after you were diagnosed, how soon did they start treatment?
I started treatment the second week of September 2023, around the 10th of September, I want to say.
Okay. Was your diagnosis on the 23rd of September?
It was the second week, so I want to say probably like the 15th of September.
So the 15th was the diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. And then how soon after that? Was it like a few
After
days that they
that,
waited?
I did treatment for six. I was hospitalized for 16 days, and then I was treated with chemotherapy
Right.
and pain medications. I was gave chemo drugs through a IV for 8 rounds, 4 months, and painkillers.
Oh, wow. And you said 4 months, so 8 different
Yes.
rounds. Okay. And I believe you have a team around you for chemotherapy as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And so if you were diagnosed on the 15th, how soon did you start chemo?
I started chemo, I want to say within like, I want to say like a week after.
A week
Once they
after.
noticed what I had, yeah, and what it was.
Got it. So, probably say towards the end of September, you really started those cycles.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Got it. Okay. And your treating doctor, was that the same doctor that originally diagnosed you?
Yes.
And did you stay at Mercy Hospital throughout the entire time?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Give me 1 second. So basically, Gregory, Dr. Gregory, stayed with you throughout this entire time and
Yes.
monitored you and saw how you were doing. How are you doing now, by the way?
I'm doing good now.
That's good to hear.
My hair is growing back because the chemo was taking my hair.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But your hair is coming back now?
It's slowly coming back.
Yeah, I see. And how is your energy levels? I know it's a lot to go through and it wasn't too long ago.
My energy level is kind of good. I'm blessed, I can't say.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Now, this next question is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. And your first name, could you spell that out for me?
JASMYN,
Got
last
it.
name DEWITTY.
Got it. Dewitty?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Lachey.
Lachey. How do you spell that?
Lashay.
A-Y. Okay. Got it. Lashay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
What do you mean by that?
Miss.
Like a Mr. or a Mrs.?
Yeah.
I'm just I don't have a miss. I think I'm just miss. I think
Okay.
I'm not married, so.
Right. All right. Got that down. And what is your social?
606 16 2401.
Okay, so 606-16-2401. Okay, and do you currently have health insurance?
Yes, I have current family health.
I see. Okay. Now, for your primary contact information, what I have down as your email is wabby3911@icloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number is 661-501-8248.
Yes.
Okay. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. How do you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, texts, emails?
Either whichever way you guys feel like you need to contact me.
Okay. I'll go ahead and mark down email so you can have it organized. Do you usually work in the mornings or are you better available towards the
No.
afternoon?
Yeah, I'm currently just in school right now.
Oh, you're doing school. Okay. Got it. I'll go ahead and mark down morning then. Now, what is your current address?
201
41.
Hughes, 201.
Oh, 201.
Yeah, 201 Hughes Avenue, Apartment A, Bakersfield, California, 93308.
93308. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's in Kern County.
Yeah, baby still turns.
Okay. And now, when it comes to your medical records, do you keep all of those or do you usually just leave it with the hospital?
I think I hear at the hospital if I
Okay.
don't have them.
If you requested them, you'd be able to receive them though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So if you do have these medical records or when you do get them, would you prefer to mail them or email them?
I can email them.
Okay. Got it. And my last question is to see if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So if we're unable to call you or contact you, someone that you trust to continue the case, we normally wouldn't have to call this person, but would you like to put someone down? You don't have to.
Yes, I can put down my sister.
Okay. And do you live with her or is she separate?
She's separate.
Okay. What's her first name?
Her name is Kominee, Kominee.
Okay. And last name?
Flower.
Flower, just like the flower.
Yeah, just like the
Okay.
flower.
And what's her phone number?
Her phone number is 805-561 805-561 6087.
6087. Okay. And this is your sister, correct? Okay. Got it. All right. So that was everything. I appreciate your patience. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while now, but that's everything on my end. So I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents over to your text message as well as your email so you can keep them. Now, give me one second for these to actually go through, okay?
Okay.
All right, they should be sending through now. Now, what these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign these, the attorney should give you a call within the next day or two. I would give it up to 48 hours for him to contact you and verify all of the information. After you verify it with him, your claim is submitted. So that being said, these documents also have the medical release form. So, if you allow us to, or if you allow the law firm to, we can pull the medical records from the hospital. But you can completely grab your own medical records if you'd like as well.
Okay.
And let me know if you got those documents.
Yes, I just got the Brandon.
Yes, Brandon Sharp is my full name. So once you open those up, and you can put me on speakerphone to make it a bit easier if you'd like to, you'll open them up and continue. And that's when you can read through the forms. And there'll be yellow boxes where you sign and smaller boxes where you initial, and that should be it.
Okay, yeah, I'm on it now.
Okay. Let me know if you have any questions as you sign them.
Okay, I think I'm finished.
Okay, let me take a look here.
Continue.
Give me
Well,
one
that was
second.
easy.
Yeah, you'd be surprised actually. Sometimes these conversations will last like over an hour or something like that. But okay. And is this your regular signature? Okay. Got it. So that should be perfect. You're all set from here. Now I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line. My name is Brandon once again, so you'll get the text from Brandon. I'll send you the law firm's information, and you can also call or text me if you ever have any questions or if the attorney does not call you in the next 48 hours, okay? And if that happens,
Okay.
then I'll just transfer you directly over to him.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate your time. I'm glad I could help out.
You too. Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day. Bye bye.
You too.